Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. From last Wednesday's COMEX close into Asian market trading this Monday, the price of gold dropped more than 14%, its largest four-day price drop in more than 30 years. At the same time, the price of silver tumbled more than 35%. Large price drops are events that occur from time to time. However, I was not looking for it to happen now, or to this extent. Let's look at the hard news and speculations about what might be going on. Last Wednesday, the Federal Open Market Committee announced that the Federal Reserve would be replacing $400 billion of short-term maturity U.S. Treasury debt with the same quantity of long-term issues. While the shift to longer-term maturities was anticipated, the announcement of simply replacing total debt without inflating the money supply took investors by surprise. Investors had hoped for more inflation to support stock prices. Last Thursday, the COMEX increased margin requirements for leveraged gold and silver accounts. Increases in margin requirements do not make sense when prices are falling. At the time of the announcement, the price of gold was already down 6% from its early September high. Silver was down 20% from its late April high. Consequently, the margin hikes were not needed to maintain orderly markets. Instead, it was a deliberate move to knock down gold and silver prices. As stock prices fell Thursday and Friday, some of the technical signals turned more negative than when Lehman Brothers failed in 2008. This could have led to a panicked exodus from U.S. stocks into other assets such as precious metals and other commodities. The decline in gold and silver prices late last week almost certainly scared some investors away from pulling their holdings out of U.S. stocks. This heightened fear of moving into a safe haven asset was reinforced by the overall decline in a large number of commodity prices. In early September, short-term gold leases turned to negative interest rates. At the beginning of last week, the interest rates on short-term silver leases also turned negative. Typically, negative lease rates have been tied with efforts to suppress gold and silver prices. Earlier this month, Deutsche Bank CEO Joseph Ackermann said, "It is an open secret that numerous European banks would not survive having to revalue sovereign debt held on the banking books at market levels. Several of the major banks are literally on the brink of collapse if they had to absorb losses on the government debt they hold. European central banks have not been able to agree on which measures to take." Now, let me speculate on other possible events that contributed to the decline in precious metals prices. First, European central banks could be liquidating some gold to beef up their fiat currency reserves to stave off debt defaults. Second, the U.S. government may have informed the Chinese in advance that it was preparing a major intervention to suppress gold and silver prices and asked the Chinese to refrain from jumping in to purchase physical metals until the market had pushed near the bottom. Third, the U.S. government may have directly intervened in suppressing prices through the Exchange Stabilization Fund. The ESF is authorized to use its funds to deal in gold, foreign exchange, and other instruments of credit and securities. Thus, it would be possible and legal for the U.S. government to surreptitiously manipulate the gold market. I consider this to be plausible, as the major beneficiary of lower prices would be the U.S. government. Taken together, it appears that gold and silver prices were pushed down rather than fell as a result of free market trading. The price of gold is already up more than 7% and silver more than 25% from the low point Monday morning. The enormous global financial problems have not been cured in the past few days, so there is no reason to anticipate that gold and silver prices have peaked. However, I now think it might take a few months more for gold and silver prices to reach far higher levels than I had previously forecasted. I regard the current gold and silver prices to be a temporary bargain buying opportunity. With suddenly strong demand for physical silver, it looks like delivery times for some forms are already slowing down. That's it for now. Tune in again next week for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.